You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
The Entrepreneurship Organization, which is a non-profit organization, has launched a new initiative, and it is trying to address the record high unemployment rate that we have in this country. It's called From Boot Camp to Boardroom, and it aims to support young entrepreneurs in the early stages of their business. To speak more about this and how young entrepreneurs can get involved, we do have the diversity chair of the Entrepreneurship Organization, Mr. Luvuyo Rani. Luvuyo, thanks so much for joining us. I'm really passionate about the work that you do and the work that your organization does as a big groupie and a big fan of young entrepreneurs. But tell us a bit more about this program and how it will work.
Thank you so much, Fifi. It's an honor for me to be invited to share the vision for EO Cape Town chapter. And it's a kind of a vision that the chair and the president, Julia, had this year to say that as EO Cape Town chapter, which is we've got a responsibility to give back to the community. So as part of the organization is focusing on supporting creating network for entrepreneurs, but we have a kind of so much role to play in a bigger scope now to allow many startup young entrepreneurs who wants to connect, wants to network, and wants to able to find mentors that EO can provide, because we have an amazing entrepreneurs in Cape Town that part of the EO that can give time, that can give also, I mean, like kind of like the hand-holding of like entrepreneurs that could be the next EO and could be the next and come to this program.
All right, so let's talk the practical side of exactly how this program will work. It's running for 9 months. Take us through exactly what that process will entail.
So, I mean, the process will be more. I mean, now by the end of the month, we're busy with the application now. So any entrepreneur on the program will apply, and then after that, there will be a selection that we'll do. And from the selection, I will decide to take now the first cohort. The cohort will be probably 30 of the entrepreneurs will be part of the first cohort for this year, but they will be here until next year, June. So what will happen now, from the 13th to the 15th, they will come in from a training. I mean, they will go for training, and then they will pitch their businesses. And then from there, they will go through a monthly support now with a kind of like a content masterclass, also being exposed now. If I'm on the, I'm an entrepreneur that runs the digital marketing, you'll be also a mentor and channel in with the entrepreneur. But most of the time, you'll be, I mean, part of getting the content, you're getting kind of support, and also getting kind of like those opportunities that you can be kind of getting exposure.
And how much will it cost?
I mean, this is being funded by the EO. I mean, it's 100% funded by the EO. The only thing needed from an entrepreneur is a commitment. You have to commit yourself for this program and just participate and take and apply the learnings, and also the doors that are going to apply. That's kind of we need entrepreneurs. Hence, the selection is going to be very much more interesting around that. Now, there's a long-term thinking around this. I mean, like EO has got EOA, entrepreneur organization now. So some of these, I mean, after 9 months, I mean, our target is like, I mean, our interest is like to see that if we can have 2 to 5 that can become EOA, after EOA, then they will become EO now. So there's a long view that we're looking for, because that's like we're building a foundation for many entrepreneurs to be part of this ecosystem.
You mentioned pitching ideas. So I imagine that the entrepreneurs that you're looking for are not ones who already have a business going. Is it the ones that rather have an idea and have their business going, but on sketched out on paper, as it were?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's more, I mean, the interest is like, I mean, I'm an entrepreneur already. We've got the business and I want to grow my business. I want to take my business to the next level, so I can grow, I can scale it, and then I can branch it to a different, I mean, aspect now. So we're looking at those entrepreneurs that please have started the land, because the practical lesson and learning and network is going to be more practical based on the opportunity now. So if it happens that there will be some entrepreneurs with an idea, amazing idea that comes in now, I think that's going to be part looked at by the judges to see if they can give opportunity. But mostly we're looking for at least existing entrepreneurs.
And how many businesses will be selected?
I mean, for the first cohort, I mean, the business that will be selected with City, but it doesn't mean that the, I mean, any application now we're not going to be looked at. As part of like the diversity, it's not, I mean, I have this township engagement with entrepreneurs that will have it, I mean, as an event. I mean, on that global entrepreneurship week, we've got an event on the 10th of November. So there will be part of kind of activities that will take place now. So it's not going to be a matter of like we take 30 and then others will not be in part. And we will look at those businesses, we'll be part of the database, and then any opportunity that we look from EE will go back to those businesses.
And where can interested entrepreneurs send their applications to? How do they get themselves seen by EO?
Yeah, so I mean, it's very easy. Just like I would say, go to site like www.overtherainbow.co.za. Just www.overtherainbow.co.za. Now you get the landing page, there's the application form. They will fill in that application form in the site of the Over the Rainbow.
All right. Okay. I think our listeners heard that loud and clear. But now that they have the information on what it is that you're trying to do and how they can get involved if they're interested, I'd just like to speak to you broadly about entrepreneurship in South Africa. Yeah. And just what you think the major challenges are to encouraging a lot more entrepreneurs to get off the ground like you did.
Yeah, no, you're spot on. I mean, this is a favorite topic that I'm passionate about. I mean, it's very difficult to be subject to entrepreneur in South Africa. I mean, it's based on access to capital, access to infrastructure, access even the internet. I mean, access to the data, it becomes like a problem. And I think the mostly it's access to network. I mean, that's a key part. And I think another problem, especially black entrepreneur, we don't have a social capital that we go and have it when we in starting the businesses. It becomes a lonely journey. It becomes on your own. And I know it from starting from boot of a car, from nothing, that I kind of spent many years to figure out. I mean, if I had an opportunity, a network, probably I'll probably be much more better in the position now. So hence, it becomes my kind of giving in now to say that we need more of many entrepreneurs. I mean, beyond these challenges, but there's still much more opportunity now. So it's kind of the ecosystem of Africa is not yet, I mean, that space where you're looking for entrepreneurs. And I think there are also two, I mean, there's a part of the startup that, I mean, like we talk about everyone can be an entrepreneur, but the difficult part that we don't talk about is scaling up. It's one of the difficult part of entrepreneur to scale, to have many branches or scale your businesses. And I think that's where, and we need more of scaling businesses that can add more value in terms of creating employment and dealing with poverty. And I see EOs as great catalysts. I mean, I've seen for me, when I've been part of the member in the last 3 years, how it changed my business.
Mm. But let's talk about scaling up, and just in your personal experience, for the purpose of our listeners, you run an award-winning IT services company. You have 46 stores in townships, rural areas also in the Western Cape and KwaZulu-Natal. You have 220 full-time staff members and 18 franchisees. It sounds like you're pretty scaled up. So how did you overcome this challenge of scaling up in your personal business?
I mean, there's two parts that, I mean, especially if you are in the rural township, there's two parts. There's one part around the business internal. There's the external part. Now, I'll start with the internal. External, the challenges of crime, extortion, fire, and I think those are kind of challenges that we experience starting and running in the township, the businesses around that. Now, so it's like tough to run from there, but we overcome those kind of things. But they're still coming in, but overcoming. I think the second part It's more about getting right staff members, putting structures, systems, processes, driving the rhythm, make sure that, I mean, the you still focus. Because once that, I mean, you make it, everyone wants a piece of you and everyone wants to partner with you. And then from a focus point of view, you've lost it. In the last 4 years, it's been very difficult, I mean, to scale it. And the biggest problem I've learned is in terms of, for me, it was, I didn't see any role model. I didn't see anyone on the township that I could go up to and able to say how you've made it to scale your business. So I have to pioneer starting this and growing up in terms of putting these centers across different partners. And that becomes very difficult. And I think the talking about like Fistrong is that now we need more businesses that are going to grow on the ground, that have become a kind of a catalyst, or it becomes an inspiration for many to see that they also can do it.
Mm. I mean, we hear about the interventions at national level from governments to try and assist entrepreneurs. We also see a bit about the interventions that the private sector is trying to make also to assist the growth of young entrepreneurs. But I suppose we're not seeing enough in terms of the output and the outcome. Where do you think the missing link is, and what more can be done by both stakeholders to encourage more entrepreneurship in this country?
Very important question. I mean, like, especially now, I mean, with the COVID, it shows us. I mean, so COVID shows us that the solution of our country is on entrepreneurship now. And there's been money, has been pumped, and government has been looked at and part of the entrepreneurship, I mean, drive. But I mean, what I like so much, I mean, I'm not talking so much about EO now. It's just like it's driven by the EO. So it's entrepreneurs themselves who are driving. So EO is like entrepreneurs that are coming part of this kind of network to able to meet once a month for 5 hours of a time and able to kind of look at the business, their personal, and also their family, and grow and having this kind of like session now. So what is missing in, and I think it's also part of the EO now, to able to say on the ecosystem, EO is important to able to engage with the big businesses and also with the government. And I think it's all about collaboration now. So it has to be a government. Government cannot do away, and big business cannot do away, and EO cannot do away. We need each other to address this thing. It's not about us EO being bad. It's not the government, I mean, they've been seen. It's all because the interest is like, we want to see more, I mean, interest coming now. We can contribute and also add value in terms of like from the government point of view. Now, we already started with the Western Cape government to reach out and say that, I mean, we could able to take this, I mean, program. Instead of 30, we could probably 100, 200, because we need hundreds of entrepreneurs. That's how we need as many on the scale up now. So there's a much more opportunity of aligning and also collaborating and also make sure that the ecosystem work together.
Couldn't agree with you more. Luvuyo, but thanks so much for joining the SAFM Market Update, bringing some good news, I think, for would-be entrepreneurs who are looking to get in or even scale up their businesses. You can go to, it's www.overtherainbow, right?
Rainbow.co.za.
www.overtherainbow.co.za to find out more about the bootcamp initiative program for young entrepreneurs.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.